live from the Third Coast. It is our time to focus on where genealogy and spirit connect. A time to focus on our connection with ourselves and our past. Here's your host, Susan E. King.
One, 11, 11. What a day. I've been looking forward to this day for a year, 2 years, who knows. But in any event, the day has come, and unfortunately, it's not turning out to be exactly the day I expected. So I don't know about the rest of you out there, but this year has kind of done a little bit of a tumble. Do want to thank everybody who was at my coming out party last week. I think we had a good time, and hopefully we're going to have a much more exciting time this week as Angela's back. Welcome, Angela.
Hey, Susan. How is it going?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you can tell us all how things are going. But before you do that, I am going to let everybody know we are going to take calls. Angela is available to do readings. So if you're experiencing some of the same feelings and senses that some of us are, feel free to give us a call. Number 888-815-9756. So, Angela, what's going on?
Really, Susan, there's a lot of new beginnings. There's a lot of different apprehension about people wanting to move forward, their directions, how to get there. I feel like people are so busy doing and going somewhere and looking at the direction of where they're going instead of actually the direction of where they're actually headed. So I'm sure a lot of you out there right now are feeling a lot of different types of ascension symptoms. They can stem anywhere from headaches to backaches to huge lethargic tiredness, just wanting to not do anything. Friends aren't fitting, family's annoying, or vice versa. You know, the job isn't an interest. Your old habits don't seem to be of interest anymore. There's huge, numerous, the list is unlimited, really. Today is a huge opening porthole for an opportunity for everyone to step out of the old and literally transcend their stuff. that was an S word. Into something much greater and just allow.
You know, we talked last week a lot about detachment, and you know, I'm finding it more and more difficult, even though I get my headset and I know this is what we need to do and I'm working at it, that sometimes it's not as easy to really make the detachment. It kind of comes back, you know, and becomes a little haunting. And I guess it's a process like everything else.
Everything's a process. You know, we talk so much about not being attached to the outcome and really not being attached to who we are and where we're going. You know, I've looked at so many things in the last week, and I wrote some things in my blog yesterday about really just letting go and allowing for the flow, because there's something so much greater than we are allowing ourselves to be. And, you know, someone said, and I talk about my upper back pain some days when I wake up, and it's, you know, Ange, just it's your, you know, I'm sure you've heard this too, Susan. It's about your wings. They're expanding. They're getting larger. You're flying higher. You know, the lower density won't allow you to fly within that energy anymore. And it's all about expansion. And the universe needs every human, because we're all made up of energy. You know, we're needed as much as we need the universe and the earth and everything that it contains. It also needs us as individuals. We're all these lovely little light beams that have come down from a source that is much grander than we can all imagine in our minds, or sometimes you can imagine it and you can feel it. But there is something so much larger than ourselves, and we walk around in these little cubicles, kind of, like you know, like we're like these little bubbles just floating around. We really need to ground our energy. We need to set forth some really positive goals, and we just need to allow and go through. It's the I am presence. I am here. I am doing, and I am allowing.
You know, that's pretty powerful because, you know, we get, you know, the events of the weekend, and I know you're in Canada, and it's a little different than being here in the States. But, you know, the events of the weekend, I guess, I don't know how everybody else is feeling about it, but it really unearthed me a little bit. Mm-hmm. And although I had turned off the news many, many months ago because I felt like I was being unearthed with all of the bombardment, you know, I couldn't help but stay tuned to what was going on in Tucson and trying to wrap my arms around, you know, where are we living? I mean, my first reaction, you know, was, oh, my God, we're living in a third world country already. You know, I mean, is this, you know, not the third coast, but the Banana Republic. I mean, I wonder sometimes, you know, where we're living and how, and you know, you and I have talked about words and, you know, out of this whole situation has come words and rhetoric, and how important, you know, what we do and what we say and how we say it affects other people and, you know, how us, you know, here in the United States have been so affected over these many, many months about the words and the rhetoric of our government that we keep hearing. And, you know, and then to see, you know, so many senseless lives lost and, you know, and people injured like they have, I mean, critically, I don't say it unnerves me anymore. I said it unearths me.
Yes. Well, because it right away, it knocks you off your pillar, your strength. It takes you out of the strength of who you are, and it knocks you off because it's shocking. And it's you know, how does this happen to an individual? And, you know, why do we as a society even allow it, or do we? And, you know, the first thing I always do, Susan, is first of all, I center myself and I send my immediate love and prayers out to whomever that is, including not just the victim, but the one it came from, because something in that person's life clicked, like it has clicked in many of our lives. And to what extreme was extremely unfortunate for the circumstances that ended up playing out. I guess my biggest suggestion is to send the love and the prayers to everyone, and while you're doing that, you're sending it to yourself so that you're not feeding the whole situation more power in an angry sense, and you're sending the love to help mend the situations in everyone that's involved.
Interesting.
I know it's hard.
it really is. And I mean, you know, you have to go through all of the emotions, I think, to finally settle down and realize, you know, really what was going on and what was happening. And, you know, and hopefully some good will come out of it. I mean, I can only, you know, pray that all of us want only good to come out of it.
Absolutely.
Because it does bring some sense into some senseless situations.
And I think that's the other thing. We try to make sense of all, you know, something bad has to happen before we can all try to make sense of something. But, you know, what about all the good that goes on in the world, too? Do we sit down and try to enhance and make sense of that? Not really. We wait till something really horrific happens in our lives.
Yes, you're right. We don't. I mean, I do. I mean, I love good stories, and I love to watch things on TV that are happy and good, and not a lot of the senseless stuff. And I And the more, you know, over the last months that I've been tuning out the news, I've been tuning in more of, you know, what we as people can do to encourage, you know, very positive behavior. I mean, you know, they always say that the giving comes back to you tenfold. And I really believe that. I think the more you give, and it can be very simple. I mean, you know, the random acts of kindness every day.
Yes.
Is so important.
Yep, absolutely. So I guess we want to, you know, for everyone that's listening, I think we want to come from a place of being centered and a place of love and compassion and send it to all parties that are involved. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, I mean, it's more than fair. It sounds great. You know, I really do try to I try on a daily basis to do something, and it can be as simple as a smile. You know, when I'm going to the grocery store and I can see somebody that has a very maybe sour look on their faces, and I'll just, you know, give them the broadest smile, and if I can get just a little bit of a grin out of them, you know, I feel like I've done something positive for the day.
Oh, I love that. I totally hear what you're saying. And, you know, sometimes when you're grinning from the inside out and you haven't quite expressed it in your face and you catch somebody else's face, whether it's, you know, walking in the street or the grocery store, and they zone in on you, and next thing you know, they're smiling before you even get a chance to smile. So you know that there's something of much greater value that, you know, we're all exuberating in some level. And it's our energy field, and, you know, to be out there in a loving, compassion-centered space of really trying to balance and harmonize with everything and everyone, it really takes work. And it takes a lot of humbling in a lot of ways.
Angela, I want to stop just for a minute. I'm getting some messages from our producer that we're having some problems with your levels. So I know we had them last week or the last time we did it. So I don't know if there's sure. anything more you can do, or if you can go to the chat area and give him your phone number.
Okay.
And he may want to put you on a online landline. I mean, it could be the weather. It could be anything that's causing it. So in any event, let's give it a try. Say hello.
Hi.
Doug, is that any better? We're doing this live. I mean, you know, what the heck. That is better, he says.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yep. So in any event...
Okay, so I guess we just need to acknowledge that we're all good.
There we go. I mean, you know, what the heck? I mean, you know, we just, you know, live radio sometimes doesn't work. And,
okay.
They're doing some more funny things behind the scenes here, and we're going to just keep on going, and hopefully you won't know what's going on. Unless, of course, you want to give us a call. And the number is 888-815-9756. You know, we're curious to see if any of you are really experiencing some of these strange feelings that we are. I mean, and don't be afraid if you are. I mean, maybe we can all work through some of this together. I know that I was telling Angela earlier today, I felt like I spent most of the weekend prone with ice packs on my back and just not having the... I don't know what you call it, the discipline. Not, it wasn't discipline. I just didn't feel like doing anything.
Yes. You know what? I took the whole weekend. I had some really weird things happening. I swear to it just seemed like, you know, I lost my best friend like 10 times over. Everything seemed to, I felt everything was at a loss. And it was just a really interesting, necessary downtime. I slept in. I was in bed by 9 o'clock, and I was waking up at like 7:30, 8 o'clock, and everything just felt like I needed to sleep, and back pain, and huge headaches on the weekend. Some really interesting things have happened. Yes, lots of shifting. My diet has just changed all on its own. I'm starting to crave, I don't know about you, but I'm starting to crave vegetables, interestingly enough, and all the foods that are actually good for you.
Well, that's good. I'm not sure I'm there yet.
I don't know. It actually feels good. You know, the whole natural food thing has been feeling really good.
Well, you know, and that's, you know, I mean, some of the guests that I've had on the show earlier in the year and the, at the end of last year have really all mentioned some of the concept of, you know, eating gluten-free. And, yeah, that I am trying to do. Are you there? Well, we may have lost Angela.
No, actually, you know what? There was a slight interruption, and then all of a sudden, I'm back. Anyways, here. Wow, 1-1-1-1. What a crazy day!
What is this all about? You know, I was looking forward to this day, and I you know, I know that, and I will share this with the audience, and I know you know, but about 4 years ago, and actually, last week on the 4th when I did the show was my 4 year anniversary. Actually, I call it my 4th year birthday because it was 4 years of life I didn't expect to have. And I, you know, I went in for a routine procedure and ended up having a blood clot in which, ended up, having a, you know, a vascular incident as they call it, which is a word for, you know, the STROKE word. In any event, you know, there was a near death and process going on, and I came out very, very well. But after, and through the healing process, as I started the healing process, and this was in January, by February, March, I started having the 11/11 sightings, and it became very uncanny, and I had absolutely no idea at that particular time what was going on. I had not been into the whole spiritual world, so to speak, for many years. I was there when I was in my 20s, but I kind of got out of it and did the whole corporate, you know, thing, and got into my career world, and that probably is what all precipitated the problem that I had 4 years ago. But I started having these 11/11 sightings, and as I started to have those, they changed, and it became, you know, 333, and you know, I finally went to the internet, and I finally started to read about it and ask questions about it, and that's really how my whole spiritual growth started, I guess, now 4 years ago. And so this 11/11 and 1-1-1-1-1 or whatever today is, you know, it really was something I was really focused on and was really planning, interestingly enough, a whole launch of my website and a whole new this and a whole new that. And, you know, I made a choice last week to slow everything down and interesting and just let it be, and I'm glad I did, because there was just no way I was really in the groove, and that's what I guess is the thing that concerns me, is that I thought this was the day that we were gonna get in the groove, so to speak, or it was the day that you were gonna migrate into the groove, and I haven't been feeling that.
Well, maybe we are. Maybe our old groove doesn't work anymore, and maybe we are getting into the new groove. Maybe this is it. Maybe, you know, when we're attached to a certain outcome, as you had talked about earlier, and we set ourselves up for something and it doesn't quite turn out the way we thought it was.
You just caught me in my own.
Well,
I was expecting a different outcome for today.
Oops. Sorry, Susan. So sorry.
Oh.
Well, you know, that's what attachment does. It sets us up for disappointment in 90% unless you are so in control of your life. And that's why I said in the beginning, you know, why we are so busy doing of where we are going instead of where we are actually headed. So, you know, to look forward, and one of the things I wrote about in my blog is being in alignment. Are we in alignment of what is really in our highest and best interest? Or are we just plugging along, swimming down that river, going uphill the whole time, knowing that we're about to go over the falls, but we're fighting tooth and nail with every bit of strength we have to continue breathing, continue that oxygen, and it's not even ours to breathe anymore. We have something so much bigger capacity and so much more available to us, but we just won't let go. And when we're attached to the outcome and it brings disappointment, disappointment is really the illusions behind the truth that we missed in the first place because we weren't willing to go there.
So, speaking out loud, and I mean, I can't be the only one out there that's going through this, is what we've got is, you know, really a situation or a concept of everything is a potential outcome. I mean, you know, I was looking at it not as an outcome, but I guess I was. I mean, I was looking at it as kind of a turning point in a day that you know, things were going to move forward. And I guess I wasn't, you know, really looking at it as an outcome, but indeed it is.
Well, I guess you had your own projection of what that outcome would be, and things are moving forward, and, you know, things are probably moving 100 times more forward for you in a way that the light just keeps coming on and on and on, and it just keeps waking you up over and over in every aspect of your life. You know, the light bulb doesn't always just come on one place and then everything just opens up. We don't always work like that because we're multi-level dimensional type beings, and we work in multi-levels, period. Different types of dimensions we're in and out depending on, you know, if we need to go to a space that has a lower density or we need to go to a space of a higher density or a higher, not density, but a higher energy. So depending on where you need to be and what you need to do and what you're dealing with for the day, it can cause you to go through all kinds of influxes of knowing, not knowing. But, and that's why I keep, you know, reiterating the whole fact of just being open, just breathing, being in the I am presence, just allowing and having that open flow so that you can communicate one with yourself and with other things that are going on outside of you so that you know what is rubbing you the wrong way. I mean, you know, Susan, what it's like to walk into a room that you just know that you just don't need to be there.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I'm realizing is that the more people that are in the room, the more I don't want to go.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I really seem to have a little bit more difficulty in large crowds than I remember having. And I kind of laugh because I think, you know, as a musician, sometimes being on stage, I can handle more crowds than I can if I'm on the ground with the rest of the people. And I think that that's why I enjoy playing music so much. It's really an interesting concept.
Well, it's funny that you brought music up because music is such an amazing vibration. And what is stuck can so amazingly help be removed. You know, playing something soft in the background if you're going to sit through a meditation or I love my drum and my rattle. I love the vibration, the tones, anything that can help rattle me out of not being able to. I mean, the biggest thing of having sight or being clairvoyant or, you know, being clairaudient is, you know, sometimes you're so wrapped up in other people's lives and you can feel so much, and being, you know, an empath and feeling someone else's pain before someone calls me, I'm pretty much already in their space and knowing what it is they're going through before they actually we get into a full session. So I can actually feel where the pain's coming from, what it pertains to, and so on and so forth. So when it comes to getting into my own stuff, I really have to start walking my talk because I really have to zone in and ask, you know, is that mine or is that someone else's? And if it's mine, I got to deal with it. And really getting to know the truth of what lies behind yourself, literally.
And, you know, we've talked about that a lot, too, about speaking the truth and knowing the truth and living in our truth and, you know, dealing with our truths. I mean, you know, and letting go of those things that like you say, that we think we own, that maybe we don't own them at all.
No, we don't.
And, yeah, this is where we get into some of the genealogy that I work, that I do, is that, you know, people take on some of these things that really are not theirs to own, and they spend their whole lives with it. And I believe I even talked about it last week. We spent their whole lives living with a non-truth, and, you know, it wasn't theirs to live with.
Yeah. You know, that's a whole another show in itself. We talked about adoption and, you know, how people can be affected by that. And we talked about, you know, when I had said that I was adopted and, you know, the information that you're given, somebody once said to me, oh, none of that's true. They just make it up as they go because they really have nothing else to do during the day. So when they send you off, they want to give you a story. I went, pardon? So, really? Well, I don't know exactly what your stuff pertains to or what it says exactly, but, you know, sometimes they like to just kind of send a story so that you have a background. And I said, oh, my goodness, how wrong is that?
Exactly.
Because then we're going around and we're living under these false pretenses, and it's delusional.
Well, it's not only delusional, but it is an issue that is in us and in our whole being that we don't own and we shouldn't own. And, you know, somebody gave it to us and it doesn't belong to us.
Yes, and that has to do with all our upbringing, all our friends, our relatives, our pastors, preachers, teachers, persons, neighbors, and we can be full of seeds and growing stuff or just the memory of who we thought we were. It's absolutely amazing the stuff that we carry around.
And basically what we all have to do at some point, and maybe this is what 11 is all about, is we need to get rid of the seeds that are not ours and let, you know, the squirrels have at it.
Let the squirrels gather those nuts.
Why not? We don't need them anymore.
They know what to do with them. Because squirrels, I got to tell you, are the funniest thing. Gathering their nuts, they will go 100 different places and bury their nuts, and they never remember where they buried them.
I know, because I have them. I have. I spend half the day watching them go across my fence, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, two, three, you know, and they're scurrying around. It's,
oh, yeah.
They're pretty amazing little creatures.
They are actually hilarious. We have if I can elaborate, we have one red squirrel that owns both the feeders upstairs on the deck, and those gray and black squirrels, because that's what we have up here, and red squirrel, but that little red squirrel owns it. It's everything. That he will dance and prance and squeal out there, and he will barely knock any seeds down to the ground, and the poor, the little gray and black squirrels, they just hang out on the bottom and wait for the seeds.
So there we go. That's what we need to do, is give the seeds that shouldn't be growing within us to the squirrels.
There and you go.
Let them have it. I mean, you know, we don't need to do this. I want to give out the number. You know, Angela is here to do some readings. They're free. Why not? Come on, give us a call. 888-815-9756. It's 1-11-11. You know, I shared with you, and I have not shared, well, I don't know if I shared this with you either, but, yeah, I found out yesterday that a 17-year-old cousin of mine passed away on Sunday. And right before you and I spoke before the show, I got a notice from one of my classmates from high school that one of my classmates passed away on Sunday. And, you know, I was just kind of, you know, sitting and wondering yesterday, you know, what was really going on here. 17-year-old checking out a little early than normal, a 60-year-old checking out. You know, then we had the weekend incident that I think everybody was, you know, unnerved by. So, you know, this whole movement and transition into 2012, I've heard that you know, there is going to be a lot of people that are going to be checking out a little earlier than normal. What are your feelings about that?
You know, usually the time frame is November to December. I've found this year, I have a tendency sometimes to just brush over the death notices if there was anyone, you know, that I may have known that I hadn't heard through the grapevine. But I was watching in the last 3 weeks, 2 weeks, so the first couple weeks of January, there has been a whole lot more than there was through the month of November and December. And it was really interesting, and it kind of feels like there's this whole new gateway where all these souls are going and are, you know, I kind of get the word sacrifice, and at the same time, you know, their time is done, but there's something greater for them to be doing. And it's not so much physically here on the earth, but it's on the other side, and it's in a grander scale. And it's really beyond words. It's just like this, let me get my words.
Sure.
Because it's almost feels overwhelming because they're going in groups. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
You've noticed that they're kind of going in groups. It's like all of a sudden one day where there would be, you know, a few people in the papers, there's like 10 and 12 people. It seems like they're in larger masses on specific days as opposed to, you know, a couple this day, a couple that day. They just all of a sudden, wham, there's like 10 or 12 people on this massive day. And some of them are much younger. They're in their 40s and 50s. And they're done. They're done with that physical form, and they want to move on.
So not being a numerologist, I have no idea what 1911 meant. 12. It's a 3. Is it a 1?
1 and 9 is 10. However, what I learned through numerology is 11 is a master number and you don't add it together. It's an actual master number. It stays the same. So that's 10 and 11, which means new beginnings. And I would say going through the gateway of 11, because it is a master number. So they don't change. 11, 22, 33, 44. It gets questionable after 44, which is 55 and 66. So usually after 44, those are master numbers and we don't add them.
Okay. So
that would make total sense. New beginnings and a gateway, the portal of the 11, which are like
interesting. Interesting.
How old?
He was 17.
Wow.
And the other one was 60. I don't know. I mean, I've never really experienced two in a day. Unless it was an accident of some sort.
You know, I've had a lot of people around me, and, you know, kind of through me and association and so on and so forth. I've watched a lot of people pass, and, you know, my parents alone passed within 8 months of each other, and that was interesting. You know, I've learned to appreciate people more now while they're still alive, and I have learned to reflect with gratitude and with an open heart of where I have come from with the ones that have passed from that time frame to where I am now, and how much they, I want to say,
she went. I don't know if we both went. I'm here. She's coming back.
That's crazy.
That is a little bit of craziness going on, but oh my. Doug is playing with our brains. He's playing with me again, too, because she just went off the air. I'm sure he's going to bring her back on here real shortly. In any event, it's been a wild and crazy run for the first part of 2011. I don't know if anybody is sharing some of these weird or strange feelings, but we'd certainly like to hear about them and love for you to call in. Phone number is 888-815-9756. Hopefully we'll have Angela back here momentarily.
I'm back.
There you go.
Wow, talk about influx of energies.
Yeah, and you came in with a big bang.
Did I?
Yes.
Wow.
That's okay.
Okay, so I'm back. So I guess that's really interesting. People departing, the energies. We were talking about appreciation and gratitude, and wow, and then we got disconnected.
Well, he was, the producer was working on some things behind the scenes, and I've been trying to follow along as best I can while we're on the air. It does get a little bit into the multitasking role.
Well, I guess, you know, we're touching on so many subjects. We're multi-level people. We're going through different zones right now. The energies are like winds. They're coming in huge amounts of like gusts, and you know, and then they slow down, and you know, that's kind of the way my days have been the last few days. It's like all of a sudden I get these great little bursts of energy and I'm good to go for a couple hours and I get stuff done and it's really great, and then all of a sudden, whoa, I feel like I hit a wall and
they're
my
blowing me away.
It's blowing you away. Well, my body's saying, listen, and put your feet up, sit back. You know, there's some integration that's going on here, and you just need to allow. And
I think that's really what you're saying, and I think it's really the way I felt over the weekend is, you know, while I had a lot of big plans, I just kind of put them on the back burner and said, you know, this is really the time. Obviously, if it was, I would have gotten it done. Mm-hmm. And that maybe, you know, it was a time where I really had to spend some time and just think about things and not so much even think about things, just to be in the present and the I am and you know, try to cope with the news of the day. And, mm-hmm. you know, you can't not do that.
No, and we're in so much preparation for something larger, and you know, there's so much energy that's, you know, coming through us, and our bodies are learning to adapt to it. And you know, the 10-10-10 wave for the new beginnings of the 11, it's been overwhelming for a lot of people, and it's just been interesting. So, you know, allow for the procedure to take place and just be open. I can't stress that anymore. The whole being open and just allow. And, you know, sometimes when you can identify what you're not open to will help alleviate the pain because you're restricting some aspect of you.
So really what we're saying and what you're saying is just allow yourself if you're, you know, feeling a little bit off. Allow it, and it's okay.
It is okay.
And just kind of go with whatever flow you feel that you need to go through at any particular time. I mean, that's kind of how I felt over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
is the flow that I had attempted or planned to do was not the flow that I was in.
Yeah. I just, I'm sure there's other people out there that must be feeling the flux. I'd really, it'd be really great to hear from somebody, agree, disagree. If Susan and I are feeling this and other people are feeling it, we just really, we want to know what it is that people are feeling. How about that?
That's great. 888-815-9756. We'd love for you to call in, even if it's not to get a reading. But we'd like to hear how everybody else is feeling. I mean, if it's, maybe y'all thinking that we're nuts.
Yeah, or not.
Send us to the squirrels.
Well, it's interesting. Most of the pond out back here is mostly frozen over, and the ducks that are flying in and coming up and eating the seed, they're just, there must be about 50 of them out here on the lawn at the moment. So,
wow.
I know, it's great. I love wildlife. They always have a way of speaking to you.
They do. I mean, that's why, there's so many people that actually work with your power animals.
Yeah.
Your totems. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, they do speak. And, I mean, I'm an animal lover. I mean, I have two beautiful dogs. And, they've actually been feeling a little different. I have one that is not a cuddler, and over the weekend she started to cuddle up, and I just, wow, what's going on?
Wow, that's when, let the truth be told, when you're not feeling right and you know there's something up and an animal speaks out to you in a way that they don't normally, then you can, it speaks volume. Getting to know your animal and telepathically trying to learn to communicate, because there's so much there.
It is pretty amazing. So, we've touched on detachment, and you caught me in detachment from outcomes, and I've obviously still got a lot more work to do on that, but I'm still committed to it, because it definitely, definitely allows for a much better flow
in
one's life.
I think we all have to keep learning that.
Yeah. And, we've talked about the I Am Presence, and I think that that's really, the name of the game moving forward this year and into next year. A lot of people will ask, Angela, how do you get into the I Am Presence when you have to get up at the same time every morning? You gotta, you have your routine, you go into class, go into work and, have a very hectic, day, maybe find yourself in a work situation that's not of your either liking or is not where your heart's desire really is. And then you come home, you have a family to attend to. And how do you become in the I Am Presence?
Well, I would start with, you have to make it part of your practice. As you're speaking, I'm going through a visual of what people's day-to-day lives might be like, and rushing the kids out the door, or if you don't have any kids, it's just, a matter of getting yourself up out of bed. But I think you really, what I'm feeling is you need to start with I am putting my feet on the floor, I am grounding myself, and I am allowing. And if it means just saying, I am, I am, I am, and thank you, thank you, thank you, and I am going to be open, I am open, not going, because
that's a bad word.
Mm-hmm. It's like saying, oh, I'm trying to do this. Well,
bad word.
I'm able to
use other words on the air, but those are bad words.
Yes, it's like the could, shoulds, and woulds.
Yes.
And, allow for those delays. So if you're delayed in getting something done, or I just find I watch people, and mostly in the last week, because I've had the opportunity of being out and doing that, and I find that people are fighting for their own identities that no longer are existing and are exiting. So if it means, you know, your heart is not into your job, ask for a transfer or go speak to someone and find the part that is in your heart that you can actually adapt to until you, you need to put out a resume and go somewhere else. Are you really doing yourself justice and the company justice? Yes, no, maybe. You know, you really have to examine that. So people say, oh, you know, I'm so tied into this or I'm tied into that and so on and so forth. Well, untie it. It's really as simple as you got yourself in there, you can get yourself out. It's a choice. And whether we want to continue to fight for someone else's oxygen or justify or continue to go down that route, it's always a choice. So I would say continue breathing and just ask for that, you know, light bulb to come on, for that information to flow through. And the most important is stop fighting. Stop fighting to survive when you want to thrive. It's so much more energetic. It's so much more heart-centered. And it will open up your life in ways that you maybe didn't imagine or thought that you were even capable of or that you even deserved. So getting into the I am is, you know, I am in harmony. I am in balance. I am in laughter and I am in joy. I am deserving.
In gratitude.
And gratitude. That's all part of it. You know, you can choose your words every day. And then at the end of the day, write all the things that you are grateful for and they will expand. But when you're so busy in your life doing and not seeing where you're headed, you will have a tendency to stay there, and it's like this big circle that just keeps going around and around, and it reminds me of the hamster that keeps spinning in the cage on that wheel.
Yeah, it goes, you know, back to
get
that
off
stop the
wheel.
World, I want to get off.
Exactly. So it's always a choice, and, you know, people feel like they have something to improve on or to prove, or, you know, they feel like they could do better in that situation. Well, what if you were the part that needed to be removed from the situation instead of something else or anything else? What if it's you that needs to be removed and you're so busy fighting for control? Does
and
that
was the word I was going to pipe up on is, you know, when we start focusing on outcomes and we don't detach, it's really that we're fighting for control.
We are. And whose control are we fighting for? Is it our own control? Is it to control something else or someone else? You know, what if we need to control the situation by completely removing ourselves from the situation? What if that's the only control that we have and that is capable or is available to us? And, you know, often enough, we don't see it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt over the weekend. I kind of removed myself from controlling the outcome of what I had really intended to try to accomplish over the weekend. Does that make any sense?
Yep. And that's what we do. We end up banging our heads against the wall trying to find a solution. Well, you can't find the solution with the question that you're coming from the same space in the first place.
Right. And you have to back off and you have to let go. And, you know, in one respect, I was kind of in a, you know, being mode. You know, I guess that's part of the I am mode. I just wanted to be. I didn't want to do anything of any consequence. I mean, yes, I did some things, but it didn't go anywhere. It was for my own, more so than for my own edification than it was for doing anything. I shared that with you, that I had done some research on the people that were involved in the shooting as a genealogist. That's kind of how I get to know people.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose not to write the story, although I had everything put together to write a story, because I just wanted to be in the moment, and it just made me, you know, understand in the way I understand things and I cope with things.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't feel the need to write an article about it at the end of the day.
So you used your own coping mechanism to deal with the situation, and you were able to move past it?
Yes.
To a place of being centered and balanced and understanding?
Yes.
So you actually showed yourself your own compassion and kind of exuded that to everyone else around you during that time frame.
Well, I mean, you know, I didn't do it publicly. I just, you know, because I never, I mean, I was going to write this wonderful article, and then I had, you know, done quite a bit of research Sunday morning. I just got up and I just felt a need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I guess about 5, 6, 7 hours later, I said, why am I doing it? I'm at peace with it. I don't need to
stir the pot,
add more fuel to what the fires that were burning in the press over the weekend.
Exactly. So you agreed not to continue with the contributing to the whole situation and feeding, as you said, the fires, and as I say, stir the pot.
Exactly. Interesting, isn't it? I mean, you know, I spent a lot of time. A lot of time. But, you know, when I work on genealogy, I can spend a lot of time. I mean, I can get into somebody's work, and I mean, you know, I can wake up 6 hours later and not realize that, you know, 6 hours have gone by and it's not just an hour. I mean, you can get so involved.
Well, it's interesting because you took all that energy and all that time towards that one thing, no matter what it was, and it ended up not going anywhere anyway.
And I didn't beat myself up over it either.
Which is even better, which is really good, because by expressing that place that was locked up inside of you, that block, whatever it is, you've opened something grander and you've released what you no longer need.
It's very interesting. I'm getting a reading, folks. We got 8 minutes. 888-815-9756. Look at what can happen for you.
Life is so wonderful, isn't it? It just takes you to places of the unknown and back again, and before you know it, you've already been there.
Well, I tell you what, it's amazing how fast time can fly when you're having fun.
It is.
So we enjoy this. We hope you are too. We don't know because nobody's communicating with us, but that's okay.
Oh, I love this time, this communication, opening up. If people are listening, I hope everybody's getting some really great experience from it, or it's helping to open someone's heart or their mind or their soul, their spirit, whatever. I really hope.
Or to understand that we're all in this together. I mean,
exactly.
You know, even though we're here practicing, you know, we all
we're practicing.
She pointed out my
life.
my big fault. I mean, I'm preaching to my own choir.
That's funny.
I just had a little electronic wave go out in my hands. Maybe that's what I was needing to release.
Whew. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So sometimes we have to preach to our own choir.
Sometimes we do. It helps.
It really does. You know, it does definitely help with the healing process. Angela, how do we get a hold of you? How do they get a hold of you?
Sure. My website is www.angelahornstudio.com, and that's Horn with an E. I am available on Skype. My telephone number is 905-852-2601, and my Skype name is Angela Horn 27. So that's the easiest way. Any one of three, they all connect to me, and I'd love to hear from people.
We both do. You know, we really enjoy doing this. We're doing these a couple times a week, a month.
Mm-hmm.
Where Andrew and I are getting together you know, doing some, you know, calling, you know, trying to find out what's going on in you know, our worlds and hoping that what we can stir up that we are feeling may benefit other people and maybe some of the same things that you may be experiencing at the same time. I know that the two of us are very empathetic, are big empaths. You know, we can walk into rooms and feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And think that when we get together and talk about these things that, you know, it's really some of the same energy that the audience is feeding into us and feeding back to us. And, you know, I really believe that it's something that we all need to hear, not, you know, detach, Susan, detach.
Yeah, it's all part of the confirmation. And it's funny because, you know, even though no one's physically calling in, you can almost see people listening and going, oh, yeah, but what about this or what about that? And it's almost like we just automatically change the subject about something else or we rehash because maybe someone didn't quite hear what we said back there. You know, it's an all a direction, and we really have no control. We're just, you know, we're just allowing for this to come through us and speak this time, and whatever needs to be said will be said.
How about that? I like
yes,
it.
Yes, how about that?
I like it. I like it.
It's got a nice...
I was talking a little bit about how, you know, working on somebody's genealogy really allows me to get kind of wrap my arms around them. I don't know. It's the only methodology that, you know, I've used throughout my life to understand other people is to know a little bit about them. And, you know, I actually used that over the weekend, you know, to cope with the events of the weekend. I found it very interesting, I thought, how we end up trying to cope with things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we all have coping mechanisms within us, and if we can come from a bigger and better place of being more centered and balanced and in gratitude and compassion and loving and joyful and everything else, I think overall we would be better people and the world would end up being a better place.
And I think that's what we all want is, you know, a little peace on this earth. I think that we all need it. We all deserve it. And I think everybody that lives on this planet deserves a little peace in their lives. And, you know, peace brings joy and joy brings happiness and everything brings abundance. And however you want to see abundance, it's, you know, it's not all about money.
No. So if everybody can just maybe take the moment to wake up in the morning and say the I am, I am, I am, and be so unattached to whatever the I am is and not place anything on it and just be open for the rest of the day and see what happens. Just see what happens.
And in 2 weeks, you can call us in and let us know what you got out of that. How about that? Because you'll be back in 2 weeks, won't you?
Yes,
yes,
we're scheduled for that, and I look forward to it every couple weeks. It's been awesome.
Well, we're enjoying it. Next week, Althea Gray, who is a healer, is going to be with me. We're going to be talking about our purpose in life and finding that true purpose. This is Susan King, 1-11-11. Open it up. Let it go. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Where Genealogy and Spirit Connect with Susan E. King. Each week we will focus on the spiritual journey of connecting ourselves with our ancestors. Join us every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on BBS Radio. For upcoming show information, you can visit Susan's website at www.susanEKing.com.